Good morning, now 92.1 FM fans. This is Brett Kudyk and Ryan Rysik here. We are at the Kudyk Chevrolet broadcast booth, and we are taking over WRJC today. We found the doors open, and it was unlocked, and I've been here with Jim enough. I know which buttons to push, and so here we are. So Jim, I don't know where he is, but he's not here, and I got Ryan. Ryan, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about what's happening at Kudyk Chevrolet, and maybe we'll get into what's happening around town. So here we are. Ryan, what's new at Kudyk Chevrolet?
Everything. Springs breaking loose, Corvettes, commercial vans, trucks, cars, everything.
Yeah. And some new signs.
Yep, new signs. The Buick is down.
Buick is down. Chevy's up. Nice blue signs. We got to get the front one lit up. I don't know, for some reason it's not working. We'll have to work on that.
We'll get Murph on that when he gets back.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. He's, I'm not sure where he ran off to, but I'm sure he'll be back. More than likely, after he hears this, he'll be back. So, okay, so we're going to be with you here till about 10 o'clock, and we're going to take a quick break and let you guys adjust your ears because you're not hearing Jim this morning, and we'll be back with more. Okay, we're back. And again, it's Brett Kudyk and Ryan Rysik taking over WRJC 92.1 FM. We found it open again. Jim gone. We're here. We know how to work the buttons, and here we go. So, Ryan, this last week, been kind of wild. Electric cars. It's kind of crazy, right?
Yep. We got new and used. Big rebates up to $7,500 in savings. So,
yeah.
It's not the car for everyone, but we got people looking for them, and it's a new way of life.
It's kind of weird, right? Because we've been selling more so outside the community than inside the community. Mm-hmm. Most people are driving a distance to come and get them. So the unique thing, you know, Ryan mentioned $7,500 rebates on the new electric vehicles, the Bolts. Now the Blazer's going to be in that as well. There was a time when that did not qualify. Now it does. But the $7,500 on new and $4,000 on used, that is not something you used to have to apply for that at the end of the year on your taxes. Now what the government has allowed us to do is they allow us to submit it online and we can directly take it off the deal and then we apply for it online and it comes to us. So basically you get it right away. So people don't have to wait. So final price is going to be your final price. You don't have to wait till the end of the year, figure out if you qualify. You'll know ahead of time if you do, if the car does. So it's kind of one of the neat things about the Bolt. And quite frankly, one of the reasons why we're selling as many as we are.
Makes it way easier on the customer, that's for sure. They can write a check and be done and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. So, and some of the Bolts we've been selling, we bought a slug of used ones, probably 8 to 10 in the last 90 days. And they've been selling pretty well.
Yep. Yep, people are finding a way to make them work, whether it's a second or third car or if it's your primary car, you just got to plan your schedule accordingly.
Yeah, right. And I would say, you know, wouldn't you say most of the people that are buying them, some of them don't drive much at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them are driving a lot and are trying to figure out how it's going to work for their life. And I think they're figuring it out.
Yep, plugging in at work or finding a way to make the miles work.
And that's kind of what we're seeing with that particular car. What else? What else is out there?
Oh, we got some Tahoes and Suburbans that just came straight from the Green Bay Packers. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting buy, right? Okay, so Ryan, I've been doing this long enough that this is about the time that Murph would want us to take a break. We gave the carrot a little bit. We can talk about these Packer vehicles when we get back. Now 92.1 FM. Okay, welcome back to Now 92.1 FM. Ryan and Brett Kudyk here taking over the radio station this morning. And just to clarify, this isn't happening at the dealership, just so you know. We drove by here, the doors were open, and we just took over. Jim, don't know where he is. MIA. So we have a sneaking suspicion that as soon as he hears us, he's going to be back. But until then, we're going to take over.
There's no going back now.
That's right. So we mentioned a little bit about some special vehicles that we purchased. Why don't you tell us a little more about it, Ryan?
Yep, we got two Suburbans, a Tahoe and an Equinox, driven by the Packers. Could have been Matt LaFleur, could have been...
Yeah,
could have been. You never know.
Yeah.
Yep. You got the opportunity to buy a celebrity's vehicle.
Yeah,
right. Could have been Murph. Maybe Murph drove it, but.
Yeah. Maybe Murph would like to drive it. Yeah.
There we go.
He's got one now. Maybe he's ready.
If the keys are in his car, we could just switch it out while he's gone.
Hey, there you go. That's a good idea. most people probably don't know, the Packers have had a long-standing relationship with Chevrolet. Want to believe it's one of the longest. So every year the Packers get, you know, vehicles to drive through Chevrolet, and then the dealers are offered the ability to buy some of those vehicles and remarket them. So colors, what do we got?
There's what, a white Suburban, a blue Suburban, should be a white Tahoe and a white Equinox. So white seems to be the popular color for the Packers, I guess,
because
you can't get green.
Right. So, and, you know, Tahoes and Suburbans been pretty hard to come by. So,
oh, absolutely. You know, low mileage ones, nobody trades them in that fast. So,
right. So good merchandise, and coming into the right time of year, you know, people are planning trips and thinking about summer vacation. So they need vehicles that can haul people. So these are coming at the right time. Special deals, much less than what you can buy a new one for. So check them out online. You should see them. Ryan, when will we see them?
We should be seeing them in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
On so the website.
Ryan kind of handles the website. So he has gentlemen come in, takes all the pictures, puts them online. We price them and go from there. And then people travel from wherever to come get them. Why don't we take another break here? 92.1 FM here. Jim is gone. We are in. Who knows when he's coming back? But it's not now. So we'll be back in a bit. Okay, we're back on 92.1 FM, and you're here with Brett Kudick and Ryan Rysik, and we're taking over WRJC this morning. Jim's MIA, and like I said, we found the doors unlocked, and we're here. We know how to push the buttons and make this thing work, so here we are. So we talked a little bit about, so far, the Bolts, and we talked a little bit about Suburbans. We got the news coming up, but after that, we would like to talk. Maybe, Ryan, you could explain a little bit about all those white vehicles we got out on the lot, because so many people ask why they're there and why there's so many of them. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. You're listening to 92.1 FM, Brett Kudick, Ryan Rysik.